Well, in the 1950s, the farm workers were only earning about 50 cents an hour. We had the Bracero program where they brought in the Mexican from Mexico, and they had them gave them really all of the better jobs, and then the local people didn't have any work at all. So it was just a very miserable time. There was no such thing as unemployment insurance. People could not even get surplus commodities, so people were just very hungry. And then they didn't have to bring back furniture. People had orange crates and apple crates for their furniture. Children were barefooted. And it was just a very terrible time. They had to move to follow the crops after one season ended. They just had to follow the crops to the next season so that they could continue to eat. And that meant that the children didn't go to school. There were no such things as toilets in the field, cold drinking water. Entire crews had to drink out of one beer can or soda can that would have the top, you know, taken off. And like 40 people had to drink out of one can.
With that, I will introduce you to Cesar Chavez, National Director of the Farm Workers Association.
The National Farm Workers Association, with emphasis on its origin and on some of the ideas and on its mainly the way it was organized. On March 31st of 1962, I quit my job with the Community Service Organization in Los Angeles and came to Delano with the idea of organizing farm workers, with the idea of forming a workers group that would not rely on outside financial assistance for the, at least for the initial part of the organization.
It was simply in the air. You knew that something was going to happen, and the logical person for it to happen to was Mender. I used to try to reassure him and tell him, nothing's going to happen to you. The FBI is here. Laugh. Everybody knows you. You're in the press. They wouldn't dare do anything to you.
Those who act boldly are recognizing right as well as reality.
Late that night, he came home. The children were still up. I was asleep across the bed. And we heard the motor of the car coming in and pulling into the driveway. We heard him get out of the car and the car door slam. And in that same instance, we heard the loud gunfire. The children fell to the floor as he had taught them to do. I made a run for the front door, turned on the light. And there he was. The force of the bullet had pushed him forward, as I understand. And the strong man that he was, he had his keys in his hand and had pulled his body around the rest of the way to the door. There he lay. And I screamed. And people came out. Our next door neighbor fired a gun.
We view this as a cold, brutal, deliberate killing in a savage, uncivilized state. The most savage, the most uncivilized state with a record that approaches that of Mississippi in inhumanity.
Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio. To repeat, in Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today. The president now making a 2-day speaking tour of Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Stay tuned to your ABC station for further details. Now we return you to your regular program.
And in some not too distant tomorrow, the radiant stars of love and brotherhood will shine over our great nation with all their scintillating beauty. Yours for the cause of peace and brotherhood, Martin Luther King, Jr.
After partial and grudging compliance with some of the settlement terms, the 20th Century Night Riders had yet another bloodthirsty turn on the stage. On one horror-filled September morning, they blasted the lives of 4 innocent girls, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley. Police killed another child in the streets, and hate-filled white youths climaxed the day with a wanton murder of a Negro boy harmlessly riding his bicycle.